A special commission investigating the causes of the 2008 Studenka rail crash has delivered its long-awaited report, with investigators speaking of a catalog of negligence and failure. 8 people died and 91 were injured when an international express train from Poland slammed into a motorway bridge that had collapsed onto the tracks just seconds earlier. Rob Cameron now joins me in the studio with more details. First of all, Rob, could you remind us of the details of the accident?
Well, Sarah, it happened on August the 8th, 2008, so that's almost 2 years ago. As you say, it was an international express train coming from the Polish city of Krakow to Prague, and it collided with that collapsed motorway bridge near the town of Studenka, which is in North Moravia, at about 9:30 in the morning, and there were about 400 passengers on the train when it happened. The train was travelling at about 130 kilometres per hour when the driver noticed the bridge starting to buckle and sway about half a kilometre down the line in front of him. He slammed on the emergency brake, but the train was still travelling at 90 kilometres an hour when it collided with the bridge and the debris of the bridge, which was actually being renovated by construction workers. 6 people, Poles and Czechs, were killed immediately. 2 more died later in hospital, and some 91 people were injured, making it the Czech Republic's worst train accident in more than a decade.
Right, so what exactly caused this accident?
Well, there was a televised press conference today with the team of police investigators making public the findings of their report. It's a 9,000-page report, so it's very detailed. The head of the investigation, Jiří Jícha, spoke of an incomprehensible catalogue of negligence and failures on the part of the construction firm and their subcontractors who were manoeuvring this steel bridge over the tracks. They said the bridge had not been anchored properly during the renovation work. It was propped up on uneven wooden supports, something the investigators described as a very improvised solution. The metal props themselves, meanwhile, were almost twice the proper height, making them extremely unstable. And they said at no point was the bridge actually anchored to anything that wasn't itself mobile, clearly making this massive steel structure unstable. And they said that if the repair work had been overseen properly by structural engineers, then the accident would simply never have happened. The police exonerated the conduct of Czech Railways, and in particular the driver, whose actions saved certainly his life and most likely the lives of many other passengers. He actually survived by running back into his cab and sheltering behind the train's engine just seconds before the train crashed into the bridge.
So what will happen next? Will this case go to court then?
It will indeed. Police say 10 people, supervisors and also regular workers from the construction firms and the subcontractors involved will be charged. The crime is endangering public safety, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, and they say that the charges will be filed within 1 month.
Thank you for that, Rob.